This week, we'll be looking at the many myths and beliefs about snakes. Snakes are feared around the world, and because of that, there are many stories about them and many scary beliefs, and actually most of these aren't true. General beliefs about snake families. Snakes do not move in pairs. Many people believe when you see one snake, there's always another one. So I often get calls where someone has spotted a snake, they want me to remove that one and then to search for its partner. But it doesn't work like that. Snakes are solitary animals. They don't live together. They don't hunt in packs, nothing like that. The only time we see snakes together is in the mating season. So I have had calls where, I've had two mambas in a cupboard, for example, or storeroom. And that's just because they've come together for mating season, and then after a short while, they go their separate ways. When the mother snake lays her eggs, she leaves them. So if a black mamba or a spitz and cobra lays their eggs, they do not protect them. I've heard stories that snakes can be more aggressive when there's babies or when there's a nest, but snakes don't really make nests. So they'll lay their eggs somewhere underground probably and then leave them. The only exception to this is the python. Pythons guard their eggs, and when the babies hatch, they'll stay with them for a few days. But once those babies disperse, that's it, they leave them. Upon hatching, the brothers and sisters don't look after each other either. So if you see a baby snake, which you probably will in late summer, you don't need to worry about the parents. The parents are long gone, because that is a huge concern for people. Some things that we see on TV can make us scared of snakes, or the classic movie Anaconda. That's been a terrible thing for snakes. It's like Jaws for sharks. It's created a lot of fear. Often hear people telling me there's a big anaconda living in that dam or on that stretch of river. But anacondas are indigenous to South America. We do not have anacondas living in the wild here, so it's not something we need to worry about. Of course, we do have pythons, but these pythons aren't hunting people. They're not eating children every day or attacking people on boats. That's just in the movie. If you watch the movie Snakes on a Plane, you know, although Samuel Jackson's very funny, pretty much everything on that movie was complete rubbish. Snakes are not super aggressive. I hear many people saying to me, you must be careful of snakes because they want to attack you. If it's in some condition, maybe it's shedding its skin, it's more aggressive. But snakes don't want to chase you. They don't want to attack you. I work with snakes all the time, and I've never had one chase me down the road or anything like that. I've upset a few snakes, and I had a forest cobra up in Zululand kind of charge me a little bit, but that's because I annoyed it for half an hour taking photos. But yeah, I mean, if you bump into a snake in your garden, it's not going to start chasing you. Another myth I hear is that juvenile snakes are more dangerous than the parents because they can't control how much venom they inject. This isn't true. Plus, an adult snake will have larger venom glands, so it can inject more venom. Each culture have got their own beliefs. I work with many Zulu communities doing educational work or snake removals, especially like in Nanda or around Hazelmere. And I've learned about many different beliefs. What I've learned in working with communities, some people have told me that an elder in a village or community will tell the children a scary story about snakes. So scary that the children, when they see a snake, just run away. And that's what they want. They don't want children getting bitten by snakes. They want them to just stay away. It's for safety. I mean, most kids are told stories as children that aren't true. But unfortunately, these stories spread, and there's a real lack of education pretty much in the whole world. A lot of people don't learn the truths about snakes. So there's the story of Ndlondlo, a snake with a feather on its head. Okay, that was a misunderstanding. This happens quite a lot too. There's misunderstandings. I think a snake that was shedding its skin was seen moving around a tree. When snakes are shedding their skin, the skin peels off from the head first, and it almost looks like a flap above the head, and that could easily be seen as a feather. One really interesting one, and I don't know where the story would come from, is the snake with seven heads. Many people have heard of it, no one's seen it, and that one's not true, of course. I guess it's probably commonly believed or known about because there's a photo on social media that sometimes goes around. It's of a king cobra in Asia. It's been photoshopped, so obviously it had one head and now it's got seven. It's just someone who's sharp on the computer. There's no seven-headed snake. I did have a lady phone me one night for the seven-headed snake, but it was very late on a Friday night, and I could hear her speech was a bit slurred. The snake's tongue freaks some people out. Some people just find it a bit gross, but I've heard stories that, like, a snake can stick its tongue up your nose and suck your brains out. That's a story I've been told quite a bit. That hasn't happened to me, and it won't happen to you. It's just, I'm not sure where that story comes from, but yeah, it's not true. It's quite a scary one though. Many people believe snakes don't bite mothers and children that are breastfeeding, but this can happen. That there's nothing stopping a snake from biting a child or a mother that's breastfeeding. Another one is that if a snake bites you and it bites you again, you'll be fine. You'll be recovered. It'll like suck out the venom, but that's not going to happen. If a snake, say a puff adder, bites you twice, you're going to be in even more trouble because now it's injected a lot more venom. So don't get bitten twice, or preferably don't get bitten at all. But yeah, there's many, many more. I could go on forever. And we got to be careful about what we see on social media. I'm sure you all know the fake news is everywhere. And there's a diagram that goes around. The aim of it, supposedly, is to help you to identify a venomous snake and a non-venomous snake. Here in South Africa, there's nothing that distinguishes a venomous and non-venomous snake. Unfortunately, we just have to learn the different species. On the one picture, it says, look out for the R shape. If it's got a vertical pupil, that means it's venomous. If it's a round pupil, it's not venomous. And if it's a round pupil, it's not venomous. So the problem with that is black mambas, boom slung cobras, they've all got round pupils, so if you were to go by that law, you would be in a bit of trouble. And there's a few other errors with that, but I mean, no one wants to get so close to the snake to that they identify its pupil shape. Another like group of myths, I guess, that I deal with a lot is the topic of repellents. I go to a lot of homes where people have poured Jay's fluid all over the house and it does absolutely nothing. People say to me, oh, but I pour Jay's fluid around the house and but now I've got a snake inside. Yes, that is because it does not keep snakes away. Perhaps if you poured it next to a snake, it might move, but if you pour it next to me, I'll also move. And it's not very good for you. I don't think it's good for your family to be breathing that in. I mean, I've been to homes where it's been poured all over the entire house. Even if the snake is like in the kitchen, it must be poured everywhere. Don't do that. It's not good. And if people like to plant specific plants around the house, and most of these plants that people believe keep snakes away, I've caught snakes in these plants, like around these plants and among the plants. So plants don't work. Another favorite is burning tires. I know in South Africa we like to burn stuff, and especially burning tires, but burning a tire to chase a snake away is not gonna work. I've seen it so many times, it just doesn't work. Best thing you can do is keep your yard neat and tidy. Don't have rubbish lying around, wood piles. But other than that, there's not much you can do. And finally, possibly the most popular, is the only good snake is a dead snake. People see me like as someone that obviously loves snakes, and they love to tell me that, and I've never quite understood the logic. It's quite harsh, really. It's like going to a dog person and saying the only good dog is a dead dog. It's not great. Snakes have got a really important job in the environment. They control the rodent numbers, eat frogs, they control frog numbers, lizard numbers. So they're important predators, but they're important prey as well. Many animals, birds, mongoose, monitor lizards, they all eat snakes. So snakes are a part of the food chain. If we want to live in a healthy environment, we need snakes. Okay, they do have a job to do. Also, I've explained in previous podcasts, it's really dangerous to kill snakes. So if you see a snake and you think it's good that it dies and you try to kill it, you could get bitten. And we also need to remember that a snake is it's a living creature. It's an animal. You can't go around beating it and burning it. I see some horrific things happen to snakes, and it's really horrible to do that to another animal. It's not an evil spirit. It's not a demon or devil. It's just an animal, and like us, it's trying to survive. It's just, we need to try and learn to coexist with them, because as I say, they are part of our environment.